CIA Director nominee John Brennan testified for hours before the Senate Intelligence Committee, but critics argue very little light was shed on the Obama administration's approach to counterterrorism, especially when it comes to the use of drones. I got on Skype a little earlier to talk about the targeting of Americans fighting for al-Qaeda or the Taliban with Paul Brandis, White House correspondent for West Wing Reports.
Irony here, and I have no problem with the word hypocrisy either, is that Barack Obama, if you recall, ran for office criticizing George W. Bush and many of his security policies, only to find that the realities of governing were such that the things he campaigned against on the outside became security necessities once he took office. For example, he's keeping Guantanamo open. He extended key provisions of the Patriot Act, like warrantless wiretaps. And the part of this long war on terror that's been fought in the shadows also, I mean, Bush had his secret interrogation facilities around the world where intelligence could be extracted in secret. Now Obama has his secret drone war. So, you know, this is a White House that says it's against torture, but okay on killing even Americans without due process that it merely suspects of being involved in terror plots. It is fair to say that if George W. Bush had done this, the liberals who defend Obama for doing this very same thing would be up in arms and calling for his impeachment.
The American Civil Liberties Union, among others, is raising strong objections. Any sense of where this is going to go? Will the president and his team be able to go on with this as planned?
Well, John Brennan, in at least the public portion of his confirmation hearings for CIA director, said that the most rigorous standards are applied to this drone program. The problem is we don't know exactly what those standards are. They themselves decide what they are. There's no congressional oversight. There is no judicial oversight. There's no due process here. That is not what America is all about. And if you are sworn to defend the Constitution, I think you're certainly obligated to at least uphold, if not the letter of the law, at least the spirit of the law, and share information with Congress. We now know, in fact, that they're doing so very reluctantly. I think the president has now said that they will share some of its information with Congress. If the president is now reluctantly sharing some of this information with Congress, I wonder if the American people are also entitled to know what their government in its name is up to. So in general, I think when it comes to this drone program, the toothpaste is now out of the tube. And you know what they say, once the toothpaste is out, boy, it's awfully hard to get it back.
Paul, let's pivot to some economic issues here. We have the benefit of your expertise covering economics for a number of years, but also the time you spent on Wall Street. You are seeing signs of, let's call it, somewhat irresponsible behavior in the housing market. What are you seeing and what makes you worry about that?
Well, in certain markets, the real estate market last year on a national basis went up about 8%. That we've still got a long way to go from the huge hole we dug ourselves into on a national basis since the bubble burst in 2006. But there is now evidence that some of these bad behaviors that got us into hot water a decade ago are coming back. People are beginning to use their homes as piggy banks, once again taking out home equity loans, lines of credit, that kind of thing. And to me, that's a sign that, as was the case a decade ago, that incomes are not going up enough. People are treading water. They're getting money any way they can. In this case, they're wringing it out of whatever equity they have in their homes. We've seen this play before, and it did not end particularly well. That being said, there are huge differences in the housing market now and then, and I'm talking only about selected markets. But boy, this bad behavior is a very discouraging thing.
Paul Brandis, he's White House correspondent for West Wing Reports. He was on Skype. You can follow Paul on Twitter at West Wing Report. And while you're at it, follow us, please, at WTOP.